Our scripture reading this morning continues in the Gospel of Mark, the 12th chapter, beginning of verse 18 and going down to verse 34. If you're using the Pew Bible located in the pew in front of you, you'll find this on page 1079. Mark 12, 18 to 34, page 1079. In this section, we have two men who come and ask questions of Jesus. The first is a Sadducee. Now, a Sadducee in Jesus' day was a liberal member of the Jewish community. He did not believe in the afterlife. He did not believe in the resurrection of the dead. And so the Sadducee tries to trip Jesus up. Jesus, let's assume a woman had seven husbands throughout the course of her life. In the resurrection, whose wife shall she be? But Jesus is no fool. He knows the scripture and has divine wisdom. And so he answers him saying, "You do not understand the scriptures, for when we are raised, we will not be like men, but we will be like the angels. We will not be married." And so that is of no problem whatsoever. But then he refers him to something very interesting in verse 26. "And as for the dead being raised, have you not read in the book of Moses, in the passage about the burning bush, how God spoke to him saying, 'I am the God of Abraham and the God of Isaac and the God of Jacob. He is not the God of the dead, but of the living.' You are quite wrong." So Jesus says Moses is being told 400 years after the lives of the patriarchs, when God identifies himself, "I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob." Not "I was," but "I am," because the patriarchs dwell with the Lord awaiting the resurrection. This gives us hope that one day as we die and our families commit our bodies to the ground, they will be able to say, "I still believe in the God of my father and my mother," because the hope of the resurrection means there is life after death and eternal life with Christ. But then we have a scribe, someone who's a bit more conservative, who comes and asks Jesus a question: which is the greatest commandment? Jesus replies from the book of Deuteronomy, "Because there's one God, you must love him with all your being, and the second is like it, you must love your neighbor as yourself." We're told that this man agreed with what Jesus said, and in verse 34 we read, "And when Jesus saw that he answered wisely, he said to him, 'You are not far off from the kingdom of God.'" Matthew Henry comments that there were many in Jesus' day who were not far off from the kingdom, but who nevertheless did not persevere in personal faith in Jesus, and so come into the kingdom. We don't know what happens to this young man, but may it be said for each and every one of us today that we are not just near, but we are in the kingdom of God because we have full faith in Jesus Christ. Well, with these thoughts in mind, let us now read Mark 12, 18 to 34. "And Sadducees came to him who say there is no resurrection, and they asked him a question, saying, 'Teacher, Moses wrote for us that if a man's brother dies and leaves a wife, but leaves no child, the man must take the widow and raise up offspring for his brother.' Now there were seven brothers. The first took a wife, and when he died, he left no offspring. And the second took her and died, leaving no offspring. And the third likewise, and the seventh left no offspring. Last of all, the woman also died. In the resurrection, when they rise again, whose wife will she be? For the seven had her as a wife." Jesus said to them, "Is this not the reason that you are wrong? Because you know neither the scriptures nor the power of God. For when they are raised from the dead, they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are like the angels in heaven. And as for the dead being raised, have you not read in the book of Moses and the passage about the burning bush, how God spoke to him saying, 'I am the God of Abraham and the God of Isaac and the God of Jacob.' He is not the God of the dead, but of the living. You are quite wrong." And one of the scribes came up and heard him disputing one with another. And seeing that he answered them well, he asked, "Which commandment is the most important of all?" Jesus answered, "The most important is, 'Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. The second is this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these.' And the scribe said to him, 'You are right, teacher. You have truly said that he is one, and that there is none besides him. And to love him with all the heart, and with all the understanding, and with all the strength, and to love one's neighbor as oneself, is much more than all whole burnt offerings and sacrifices.' And when Jesus saw that he answered wisely, he said to him, 'You are not far off from the kingdom of God.' And after that, no one dared to ask him any more questions. Thus ends this reading of God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word. May he write its truth upon our hearts.